You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Shalom brings a matana, gives a gift to Yosef HaTzadik. What was the gift?
The land that he captured from the Amorim.
It says Shechem Achad. It says give him a Shechem Achad. And also it says that I conquered this area by my sword and my bow. You see anybody in Torah that Yechonon Shalom went to war?
No.
No?
This is what it is.
That's what it is?
No, that's the question that I had. You bring it up. Is there a real sword or is there a real bone or is there a something behind it? Because you never said that Yechonon went to war.
We'll see. So here, one point here is Nashe Kadosh and so on, Los. They translate these two terms as pleading and tefillah. So when he says that v'charbi uvgashti, that means sword and my bow, so actually Yechonon Shalom meant that through my tefillah. Go to the war, you mean?
Yeah,
well.
David HaMelech went to war all the time. What would be bad to have Avraham Avinu going to war? What's bad about it? Why do you always go to
the Israelis? Because we didn't come to this world to war, to go to the.
You have to war, you have to fight. But just by coming in the war.
No.
The way we are coming in the war.
No, it's just saying to Allah. Well, the history that it's, we are informed, first of all, it says Hashem Ish Milchama, and also who took care of the Egyptian, like the first Geula that we had. We didn't go to the war with the Egyptian. He took care of him.
What about the other war? Not
same thing with Purim, Hanukkah. You know, he did the same
thing. They did something.
They didn't do nothing. No, that's like a, maybe in cartoon you can understand it like five people. Yeah, five people against 100,000 people. Fine. It's not a real thing. Like a cartoon, it makes sense. Yeah, because we are. Being expected to do some effort, that's all. But the point about it here is, what's the connection between sword and bow and tefillah?
No connection at all.
There's no connection. Right, but if it says that Yechonon Shalom used his sword and a bow, so that means he wants to teach us a technique, a pattern. He said, look at the sword and the bow, so then you can learn how to do tefillah. That's what he means.
Tefillah for the close things and tefillah for the far.
So the difference between one thing about sword and the bow is, what's the difference between sword and the bow? Good, fine. And what's the connection between close and the far and the tefillah?
So if your tefillah is like a sword, if you do kavanan like a bow, that it takes the arrow all the way, takes it all the way to
somewhere. How can we do our tefillah like in a very with kavanan way? What's the way?
Put it to the heart. Empty your head from all the other things that you have in your head.
How? Pull it,
Go towards your heart and you shoot the arrow up.
Okay.
That's how the tefillah reaches Shemayim.
Very nice. And the sword?
So what is the equivalent? Is this in Olam Hazeh?
The sword?
What is the equivalent of pulling the elbow or the string?
No, that's very good. Yeah, it was very nice. So now, sword, before you go to the war and you want to use your sword, do you need to do anything to it?
Sharpen it.
You have to sharpen it. So now, what we learn from here, the sword and sharpening the sword means preparation for tefillah. So that means you cannot run to Shacharit, run to Mincha, run to Arvit. Just like you have to clean your sword before you go to the war, you have to have what is called hachana. You have to prepare yourself. It says in the Gemara that Anshei Ma'aseh, the Chassidei HaRishonim, the tefillah, each tefillah would take 3 hours. An hour to prepare, an hour for tefillah itself, and another hour for to land.
So
because
when
they were.
Do this?
I'm sorry?
So when are you going to do this?
We're doing it. Oh, Hashem. Yeah. No, that's another shiur. So now, No, that's for another shiur. Now let's take care of the tefillah first, and then get. Yeah. So that's one thing. This sword is teaching us to prepare. So now, okay. Yeah, that's also. It's a chere pipiyot be'adam. One has to be double-edged. So now we'll see. So now here, as you mentioned, the sword is for close contact with the enemy. And the bow is for the long distance. So now here, the technique is, first of all, you have to learn to get the Yetzer Hara out, your enemy, with the sword. And then you have to point the arrow out to him. Don't come close. So to get it out, sometimes it's easy. But keep him far away needs lots of restriction, where to go, what to see, what to think. So that's what the arrow is all about. So that means this Yetzer Hara, this enemy, the constant enemy that always disturbs us. You have to use the arrow to get rid of him, to scare him, and then tell him to come close. You know, you don't know who you're dealing with. You know, you have to keep him away. And that was a very beautiful point. The bow, the technique here is, if you just pull it a little bit, how far the arrow is going to go?
A little bit.
You pull it more?
Close.
So now here, it's very interesting that you pull the arrow, the bow toward
yourself.
Your heart. So now here, that's what the beautiful message here is. That the tefillah, the more you pull it toward your heart, then like the arrow goes
further up.
Much higher.
So that,
with kavanah, you have to be sameach when you do tefillah. You cannot wait, to have the privilege to come to Beit Knesset and do tefillah. That's what the duty of heart is. So the pulling the arrow or the bow, so that means the closer you bring it to the heart, so then the arrow can go much, much, much further. So now here, that's the point. When Yaakov Alam Shalom says, I conquered Shechem, you conquered the Shechem? What? He went to the war. Who went to the war?
Shimon
HaLevi. Shimon HaLevi. Now here he says, I got it.
Because he was
living in
for it.
Ah, Chazak Baruch. Very nice. So that Shekhar actually brings that, yes, Shimon HaLevi, in practicality, they were involved. They went to the war. But the backup was who?
Yaakov Avinu.
So as we see, actually, in Parashat Matot, that went to Midian, so we had 1,000 soldiers from each tribe. And then we have another 1,000. Each tribe actually had 2,000 people, some say even 3,000 people, that they carried the Tehillim and the Gemara and the Talit and Tefillin, that to give them the feedback as far as the support that they need. How? Through the Tefillah.
Same thing with Moshe Rabbeinu. He held his hand up.
Yes. In Milchemet Amalek also we see that actually the task was that they look up to Shammai when they go to war. So that's what here the message here is. That the Akoram Shalom is teaching us that this pattern has to be constantly practiced. Yeah, yes. No, they did. As some say, even Yaqlalam Shalom went to the war.
Oh.
Yeah, he did go to the war. It was a very tough war that he went to. But the point of the matter here is, every type of challenge that we have in life, to get involved in physicality, but still we need a backup in help from Shammai. Happened to be an interesting story about two Israeli tourists. They decided to go to Italy. So they arrived there, and then the friend said, "You know, what are we going to do now? We don't know how to speak Italian." So he said, "Don't worry, I'll take care of it." So they go to the restaurant. So he calls Merzerino, Dagino, to bring him fish. So they bring a fish. Yeah, it works. No. Merzerino, Dagino. Then they eat the fish. She said, "Merzerino, Uguno." They bring cake for him. They eat cake. Then he says, "They would like some coffee." They say, "Yeah." Say, "Merzerino, Caffino." Some coffee. And then they eat. Then he tells them, "Merzerino, Cheshbonino." Bring the bill. So he brings the bill. And then the waiter tells him, "You know, you're very lucky. If I was not from Haifaino, you would be Raivino." So he does it. "If I was not from Haifa, you'd be hungry." So now here, that's what Yaakov Avinu Shalom is teaching us. You know, we think we're talking Italian, but we don't know the waiter Israeli. But we think we're doing it. And that's what exactly happened to Shimon and Levi. Yeah, they went there and so on. But the Kabbalah said, "No. All the work I did. I'm sitting here, I'm reading Tehillim here, and asking for Rachamim from Ribono Shel Olam." And that's what exactly you have to have in mind. Tefillah is a cherev. It's a cherev. It's a ball. You pull it, see how? Yeah, that's one of the mitzvahim. Also, before we go to sleep, also we mentioned the pasuk, and that means that you have to give such a value, such an importance to your tefillah, because this yetzer hara is not gonna be knocked down unless you have a good sword. You have a sharp sword. You have to sharp it, you know, and also polish it, so even they come close to you. But if it says, you know, you don't have the simcha, you don't have the spirit, you're tired, you're falling asleep, you say, "I got him." And that's what exactly the whole beauty is. You have to be very, very chazak, and you have to have a very big sword, very big one, that even there he would feel come close to you.
Amen.
And keep him away with your arrow. You know, don't come close to me. You don't know who you're dealing with.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.